Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Let's bow our heads together. Lord, thank you so much for giving us this time to worship you this morning. Thank you that you are so good to us. You are a good, good Father. And so I pray that you would open our hearts and our minds to the word that Cal is bringing today. I pray it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Where is everybody?
We're here.
Yeah. Say, I'm here.
I'm here.
All right. Y'all have to forgive my voice this morning. I feel great. Got out and walked 4.5-5 miles yesterday, but I've got this sinus drainage going on, so that's got my vocal cords in a mess. I just want you all to know afresh and anew, I love you guys. This is a wonderful body of believers. Thank the worship team for filling in for Andrew, and you know, didn't they do a wonderful job in the midst of some change? And Andrew and Melinda, their family has gone down to visit Melinda's mother. Y'all know she's under hospice care, so that was a much-needed visit they needed to make. And it's been a tough season, I'm going to be honest with you. I've done and been a part of probably 15 or 16 funerals in the last few weeks. We had another death in the church family this week, and so it's just but you know what? God is still on his throne, and nothing happens until it's been filtered first through his hands, and he's got a great plan and purpose for everybody. Look, just tell somebody he's got a plan. And I want us to look back this morning. I've entitled the message today, A Year in Review, and as providence would have it, some of our folks are going to preach today instead of me. I'm going to preach, but we're going to have three testimonies a little bit later about the year in review. And if you have a Bible, I want us to read our theme verse for the year. Let's all stand as we honor God's word. You may already have it memorized. Where is the theme verse for the year?
Jeremiah 33:3,
God's telephone number. Watch this. Y'all ready? Call unto me, and I will answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Call unto me, and I will answer you. That's a blessing right there. And I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Father, we sure need to hear from heaven this morning. Speak to us, Father, about anything you want to say. We're open to hearing from heaven, and God, give us the faith and the strength to be obedient to what you want us to do. It's in the powerful name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Please be seated. This can y'all believe it? This is the last Sunday of 2025. Some of y'all missed it, I guess. This is the last season, the last Sunday in this season of 2025. And I've been looking back at all what God's done in 2025, and in this, and I've called the message today the year in review. But you remember way back when we got started, we were beginning our 7th year as a church body. And all of you know that the number 7 is the number for God. It speaks of God's perfection and God's completion. And so as we were celebrating this 7th year together, we agreed that God was going to perfect and complete his plans and purposes for us this year in 2025. And I will tell you, God has blessed us tremendously this year. I said, God has blessed us tremendously this year. He's done so much for us. And And we chose and claimed Jeremiah 33:3 as the verse, the theme verse for the year. And our theme, of course, was that 2025 was going to be a year of spiritual breakthrough, a year of breakthrough. And we prepared spiritually. I don't know if y'all remember this or not, but we prepared spiritually for that in January as we began to pray and fast. And what fasting does for your prayer life is it gets you on praying ground. It gets you in tune and in touch with who God is and really what God's wanting to do through you and for you. And it adds power to our prayers. And so as we, in January, as we abstain from food and set aside a time to pray each and every day, God began to do some powerful and supernatural things in our lives. And we saw spiritual breakthroughs in 2025 rain down on us like showers of blessing. We saw breakthroughs in physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, social. We saw a lot of healing take place this year, amen? And then there was some other areas that I preached on each month that we saw some great breakthroughs happen. Areas like like finances. Some of you, God got a breakthrough this year in your finances. Areas of forgiveness and humility, obedience, and full surrender. We talked about this year having a spiritual breakthrough in holiness and revival and witnessing and discipleship and a host of other things this year. And some of you all experienced a breakthrough in your relationship, not only with God, but with someone else. Some of our families grew stronger together this year. And we also asked God to remove the greatest burden we had in our personal lives. Y'all remember any of this? I'm going to grab this microphone, go around the room and ask, do y'all remember any of this? Yes. And then we also asked God to reveal to us the greatest burden for Second Mile Church that needed to be removed. I don't know if y'all remember all that. So that's kind of set the stage and the table for where we have been and where we're going to need to go. So we're talking about spiritual breakthroughs this morning, and I just began to kind of think about some of the highlights for the year. I want y'all to listen to this, because I was in my study at my house preparing all this Thursday and Friday, or actually Friday and Saturday. And by the way, wasn't the Christmas Eve service wonderful? Wasn't the Christmas Eve service awesome? Hallelujah. And so I've just jotted down a few things. We had record offerings this year. Did y'all know that we gave over $1 million in undesignated giving? Well, I'm going to preach to this crowd right over here. That is awesome. And we had record-breaking missions offerings to MVN, to the Hope Center. We gave almost $10,000 to the Hope Center this year. And then Lottie Moon last year, which began 2025, we gave over $22,000 to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. We gave another $10,000 at Easter to the Annie Armstrong offering. We gave another close to $10,000 to the Golden State offering for Tennessee Missions in September. And so you could just go on and on about the financial breakthroughs that happened in this church, and we give him all the credit and all the glory. Now, our Sunday school auction wasn't the largest, but it was pretty close to the top giving. How many families did we help? Come on, Peggy, you got it. You don't have to look it up. I'm gonna speak for you if you don't go ahead and tell me.
23 families and 60 kids.
Hallelujah. That's Billy Walker's adult Sunday school class. They've been doing that for years, and we do that every Christmas. And so that was a big blessing. We gave away, this was kind of on Greg and Cindy Lee's heart, we gave away 50 Thanksgiving boxes to needy families at Thanksgiving. I could go into our DR trip last year. It was off the chain. I don't know, but we're going back in January to the Dominican Republic. You'll be hearing more about that. Our military ministry, Ron and Sheila and a couple of our deacons, we saw the military ministry just blossom this year as we showered the SRU and Gold Star families with love. We helped serve the VA home Thanksgiving meal. And I mean, let me tell you, are y'all still leading the Bible study over there? Well, I would call on you and Ron to lead it. So anyways, thank y'all for heading up our military ministry. It's been going great. And then in the area of prayer, bless God, we're beginning, I said beginning, to become a church of prayer. Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Listen to some of the breakthroughs that we had in prayer. We took 42 pastors and church leaders up to the Red River Meeting House last March, and we had a three-hour praise and prayer service. And it was Holy Ghost. I said, it was Holy Ghost. Y'all, that's Pentecostal for men. That's really good. And then we began to pray. We've been doing this for a while, but on the first Saturday of every month, prayer warriors gather at the courthouse steps, and we pray for our county. And I want to encourage some of you all to be a part of that this year. the National Day of Prayer, it was off the chain, man. We hosted it at three different locations that day, and, man, God blessed it and unifies the church and through prayer. And we hosted some back-to-school prayer meetings. And the 24-hour prayer movement, hallelujah. We were one of the very first to get signed up for that. And we have one day a month when we pray for 24 hours. Our Kenwood campus hosts a prayer meeting for anywhere from 12 to 18 pastors and church leaders. We pray every Friday morning. And we'll usually have 12. I guess maybe we had our high watermark there was, I think, 21 one Friday morning. And let me tell you how hard it is to get 21 pastors to do anything. It's tough. Well, the Holy Spirit's working and moving in prayer. This year, we began our Fam 541 foster child ministry. And Alex Postel's doing a great job heading that ministry up. We've been heavily involved with the BCM at Austin Peay this year. I had the privilege of preaching three refuge services. That's their Thursday night worship service there. We have fed the BCM students before refuge several times. And along with the BCM, we fed the entire APSU faculty and staff back in July. It was a fabulous meeting and just a great, great day there. And we had BCM Sunday here. And then this past year, we were invited by the outgoing president of the Chamber of Commerce, Mike Rainey. Did y'all know we're members of the Chamber of Commerce? Oh, who cares? Well, I'll tell you what, it was a big step in the right direction, because guess who helped lead the ribbon cutting over here at the His Works last summer? The Chamber, they were there. And so it's great to be a part of that. And by the way, they interviewed a couple of us, and that ribbon cutting was all over the Baptist press. And the BNR, the Baptist and Reflector, the state Baptist state newspaper, it had a huge article and pictures in there about us. So to God be the glory for that. We've had dozens of kids saved at our Moore Magnet School Good News Club. We've fed the faculty and staff twice over there. And what about the July revival? Wasn't that great? And during that revival, man, God, he saved a few people, but what he did really was unify and bring the churches together. Y'all, I believe in kingdom work, bringing folks together for the kingdom of God. And bless God, we called not one but two new student ministers this year. There's one of them right there. see you at the pole this year was off the chain. And then that worship service that the kids had that night called Clarksville United, man, it was a great move. God had over 100 kids pray to receive Christ that day. And I want to tell you, God's moving amongst our young people right now. If you've got a young person or a young grandchild that's a youth or a child, just encourage them in the faith from time to time. God's moving amongst our middle and high school ministries are blossoming. We started a Sunday night college Bible study over here at His Works this year. Hillmont Camp was, Lauren, wasn't that good? Hillmont Camp was awesome. Hearts on Fire. I know that was y'all's first trip out with the kiddos, and it went really well. And what about, how many of y'all were here for the Nacho Average worship service? I've never seen anything quite like that. It was really good. And let me just talk for just a second about our deacon ministry. They minister to our widows and widowers, single parents, the sick and the suffering. They take care and welcome and make sure that our new visitors get a touch. Military families, they provide counseling time. They're praying over the services. I mean, our deacon body is second to none. We have some wonderful deacons. And y'all, with an encouragement like that, the deacons might want to just give up and walk away. Don't you appreciate our deacon ministry? Hallelujah. MoCo Day. Man, what a day of ministry in the community that was. We support Manna Cafe, Loaves and Fishes, YAPAC. Is that how you say that, YAPAC? Okay. And other community ministries. Now, we had 30 people saved and baptized this year. Now, these numbers include our Kenwood campus, but we averaged 265 in worship, 188 in Sunday school, 4 home groups, 252 members. Since we've gone to 2 services here at our Riverside campus, our attendance is up about 20 to 23%. Yeah. I don't know about today, but anyways. And it was a personal blessing to me to have Spirit-filled ministry groups in, like High Road, Jonathan Wilburn, the Kellys. What a blessing they were to the body of Christ. Our own Christmas concert was amazing. It was the best one we've had yet, I felt like. And I just fell apart when Ellie got up and sang Happy Birthday, Jesus. Man, it was good. The whole thing was. And one of our members is now singing and playing his ukulele at 5 assisted living and nursing homes in the county. I don't have to say his name because you all know who plays the ukulele, right? That's one thing I'd really like to see our music ministry do this year, to be get more mobile in the community and get out and do some music ministry in the community. And so, Dwight, thank you for what you're doing there, brother. And so, having said all of that, those were just a few of the highlights that I saw this year. There's many more. But what I have done is I have asked 3 of our folks to just give a 3 to 4 minute testimony about, let go of my ego. All right. To give a 3 or 4 minute testimony about maybe a spiritual breakthrough that they saw in our church or maybe in their personal lives, just whatever they wanted to share. And so JD, we're going to let you start, kick things off and start off, brother. Don't run.
Too old to run.
Amen. I am too.
I'd like to basically cover 3 different areas of ministry in the prayer area. And the first one was the 24-hour prayer that Pastor Cal had mentioned. We're going into our 3rd year of this. And presently, we are 3 people short going in because the fourth Monday of every month is our time for prayer. It was a half-hour prayer for 24 hours, so we've had 48 people sign up. So far this year, we have 45. We're three short, as I said. However, we have a couple that has signed up for, has doubled up with someone else on their time. So just because the three slots is there doesn't mean you can't sign up. You can still sign up and pray, even if you're praying on a time that somebody else has already signed up. So don't let that discourage you from saying, I can't go to the 24-hour prayer because of that. Third year, a lot of breakthroughs in that. We have seven prayer points, so we give you what to pray for, so you don't have to guess it, what you're praying about. That is in there. And then in our war room, we have someone in the war room during the worship service every Sunday, trying to get for the two services. We're starting out a brand new year. I've signed up for next Sunday, which is the first Sunday of 2026. When you sign up, you're signing up to be in there and to pray for both services, the 8:30 and the 11 o'clock. So you can actually sit out here and hear the music, and then after the music, you go to the prayer room, and you go back there and you pray for the service. You pray for what's going on. People come back during time of prayer because it's open the entire service like the altar is, so anybody can come and pray at any time. God moves you to pray, pray. You want somebody to pray for you and with you, go to the war room. It's available. Last area I wanted to cover is Wednesday night prayer meeting, Pastor Cal. A ministry that has touched many, many lives. We have anywhere from 200 to 400 in average people, situations prayed for every week. We can line the altar up here with prayer requests. We pray over them, and I give you a report once a month. I got it ready for you, okay? And the last thing I'd like to cover, you know, you can get involved in all of these different ministries, okay? They're here, they're for the church, they're not just for the chosen few. So I give you an invitation, and my phone number is 931-980-1315. You can call me. If I don't answer, leave a text and say, I'm interested in the prayer ministry. We'll talk about it, okay? We'll find a place for you. John, I'm going to use you as an example because this is the miracle that we have seen take place this past year. Back about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, John Kochenauer went to Germany so his brother could go to Walter Reed. They said he had stage 3 colon cancer. Well, we prayed. We prayed in the prayer room. We prayed Wednesday nights here for him. We prayed during the week. We prayed individually. God answered that prayer because when his son was having the biopsies, they found no cancer, okay? I say that not on a medical standpoint. I say that on a praise of what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can do. We have prayed. His children has asked him to take care of a situation, and God moved because his son is cancer-free. Wasn't going to get to go back to Germany, but now he gets to spend the rest of his tour over there. Thank you so much.
Great and mighty things that you know nothing about. That's what God's been doing. Where is Stephen? Stephen Black's going to share with us. I wanted y'all to hear from one of our deacons.
You can dress me up. All right, again, good morning, everyone. Welcome. This year, like I said, there's many, many things, but there's three that I'd like to share with you today. Lessons that I learned. First one is to trust the Lord. And I say that during January in our season of fasting. I'll skip breakfast that and pray and fast. Well, during January, I was working at Fort Campbell, and I had to go out to Norman, Oklahoma, spend the night, and then from there we went on to Albuquerque for training. Well, when we leave Norman, Oklahoma, going out to Albuquerque, we have one place in between that we might get lunch. So if we don't get lunch, we're about 18 to 20 hours away in between meals if I haven't had breakfast. So during this time, I ate breakfast. We got to Amarillo, Texas, and I had lunch. And it was like the Lord laid it on my heart. I wasn't trusting him. So that was just an awakening of mine that I need to trust the Lord.
Amen.
The second and third things happened during Cal's continuing sermon series on witnessing. My wife and I went to a charity banquet dinner down here at the event center. And we just so happened that, you know, we were going in open seating. We found this younger gentleman who's probably about 10 years older than me. He's sitting there with his grandson. So Shannon and I just, you know, we sat down with him, started talking. And as the evening progressed, he shared his witness. He hasn't been to the church. He hadn't heard Cal's sermons on witnessing and everything else. He just simply shared his message of salvation. And then as he did that, the final thing is that we need to continue to pray. Pray continuously. So after his message of what it was like before, his leading to salvation, and then the blessings that have happened afterwards, he shared that his grandmother was praying a hedge of protection around him before he was saved. And he said that he knew that she was praying for him, and not only was she praying for him, she was praying continuously for him, and he knew it because she was sharing with them that she was praying for. So those three things are what I learned. Trust the Lord, share your witness, and pray continuously.
Thanks, Steve. That sounds like a breakthrough to me. Amber Beard, where is Amber? I called her last night and I told her what we were wanting to hear from. And I said, I trust you implicitly. I didn't tell her what breakthrough to talk about or anything. And she said, yeah, I can do that, Brother Cal. So y'all listen to Amber.
I didn't know I was going to get on stage, so I'm a little nervous being in the light. So sorry if I sound shaky. But what I wanted to talk about, what was really laid on my heart, was just that youth building, the kids building, the His Works building. So I started working with the youth about a year ago. And I just know God has big plans for that building. I just know He does. I've already seen it in action. I was able to open my home for Disciple Now and had the youth girls over there. And that was just an amazing experience. I got to go to Hearts on Fire. That was such a blessing to me just to see our youth and youth from all sorts of different places gather together and worship. But personally, Satan's just really been working on me with my past mistakes and saying, you can't do this, and you can't be a part of that, and you can't minister to these youth and honestly anybody. And so a breakthrough that I have had is just God saying, no, I can still use you. And He can still use any of you. No matter what your past has been, He can use that to help other people who maybe have gone through the same types of things that you have gone through. And so, I have just had to surrender that to the Lord, and I've had to say, you know what, use me despite all of that. Use me through all of that. And He brought a verse to mind, Romans 8:1. There's no condemnation My salvation has freed me from those sins. It has freed me from my past. And what I have to do is strive to live like Jesus from now on. And he can still use me as long as I'm living in his light. I mean, we are the light of the world. And I just feel like we have to be set apart. We have to be different. We have to look different, act different. And so as long as I'm living on that path, I can minister to these kids. I can minister at my work. I can minister overseas. I was able to go to the DR. And he can still use me. So my prayer for anyone in here listening is just don't let that stop you from what God can do. He can do anything, and he can use anybody. So that would be my prayer, and that was my personal breakthrough for this year.
Wow. And they'll probably shoot me after I say this, but we've got the greatest landlords anybody could ever have. Gordon and Sandra C., we love y'all. And without their generous spirit and great big hearts, we wouldn't have the His Works building. So I'm just grateful for everything that God's doing. And she's right. It doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done, not with God. And he can clean the mess up. And he'll dust you off and wash you and cleanse you and put you in a place of service so you can bring him honor and praise and glory. And I think that's probably what we need to do this morning. Give you all an opportunity to just say, Lord, I don't know exactly what it is you're calling me to do, but I'm open and I'm ready. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Because that is where the abundant life is, through obedience. Would you just bow your heads with me and let's just seek the Lord right now together. Father, as we were putting this message together, I had no clue about what all you wanted to do. But you know, Father, you've got a plan and you've got a purpose in all things. And while we're small in number this morning, I believe the greatness of the Holy Spirit is with us. And so, God, speak to your people today. Speak to us, God, about stepping into this new year and becoming the people that you've called us to be. Because we already agree and we claim that verse that call unto me and I'll answer you. And JD reminded us we've had answered prayer after answered prayer this year. And through the testimonies of Stephen and Amber, we've learned and heard and experienced, God, spiritual breakthroughs. Times and seasons in our lives where you have just made it real clear to us what you're calling us to do. And I pray for my brothers and sisters in this sanctuary this morning, God, that this would be a time of introspection, of examination, of what it is you're calling us to do. And I don't really know what that looks like, but you do, Father. And we're going to have an altar call. The altar's open. If you just need to come and pray and seek God's leadership, seek his direction. And the war room's open, the prayer room's open. There'll be folks back there to pray with you. But Father, we ask all of this in the mighty name of Jesus. In his precious, powerful, poignant name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing a hymn of response. I think you all know this one. And so let's all stand quietly and reverently to our feet, and you come. You come.
Y'all stand with us this morning. We don't have a pianist today. We don't have a guitarist today. But what we all have are our voices.
That's right.
So please sing with us.
Thank you for your amazing, astounding, matchless, marvelous grace. There is no one like you, Father. Thank you for ministering to us this morning. Thank you for being with us. God, continue to make this a house of prayer. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' sweet name we pray. Amen.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.